Erev Tov Rabotai. So we're back starting winter's man, hitting the ground running, Baruch Hashem. Everybody's back into it. You know, like the Rishiva spoke about the other day, the only pick-me-up you have after the Chagim is the fact that now you're totally immersed in a Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Torah Tov Kadoshah, and that's the solace that we have after, you know, sometimes it's like a hard thing after the Chagim. Feel a little bit empty sometimes. Now what? Now there's no more Chagim. You have a Shabbat once a week, Vizil. Azman Aseh Achshav. Yeah, this is exactly, I have Azman. Now I have the Chavirim. Now I have, you know, there's something to be said about, you know, when you have special occasions, and there's something to be said also about when you have, in Hebrew it's called Shigra, which is, you know, regular daily routine, which is an important thing. So that's what I wanted to focus my monologue on tonight, which is important to realize. A person in life should appreciate the Shigah. Yes, look forward to the things that are special, out of the ordinary, the Chagim, the trips, the events, the occasions, the family. That's always things wonderful to look forward to. But at the end of the day, a person has to make sure to savor the Seder that he has, because if a person doesn't have siddur, if a person doesn't have that discipline, that determination in day-to-day life to make it to siddur, to make it to tefillah, to show up, to perform, to execute, not only will a person not be matzliach in learning in his avodat Hashem, he can't be matzliach in anything in life if a person is not disciplined. And the Shigra teaches us how to be disciplined in this manner. It's a very, very important piece to appreciate the fact that you have a tefillah, to appreciate the fact that you have a seder. Not always you're going to perform it at 100%. Not even 90, not even a 50 sometimes. That's okay. But at least what? You know that you have to show up, because this is my part of my routine. You can't just, you know, just waste away in bed. Oh, I'm going to sleep in today. You know, there are situations in life where you can't get away with that. So if you do that, that's going to be, you know, detrimental, not only for Avodat Hashem, it's going to be detrimental for everything in a person's lifetime, that a person has to, you know, mamash, put forth all effort. I say this is something that really irks me. Sometimes I see, lo po kamuvan, but sometimes I see some, you know, people who weren't at Shacharit, they woke up in the morning, they didn't pray lo bashkenazim, velo etzel asfaradim, and then they just roll into breakfast. It kind of boils my blood for a second, and then I pull back because I don't want to. Shelo lichos, you know what I'm saying? To be melamed zchut on Am Yisrael.
I think those people just leave Shacharit early, like, for a few minutes.
Yesh v'yesh. Yesh v'yesh. You're right. To be melamed zchut on Am Yisrael, nachon, they woke up for nitz. Nachon. You know what I'm saying? They woke up for nitz. They woke up for. They woke up before nitz. Aval ma? Hayitachin, to start a day as a Jew without a modeh ani, without a tefillah, without a talit u'tefillin, mashu ta'aseh. It's the least we can do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what? So you davened a little bit shelo b'chavanah. You came late to davening. But you missed the minyan as titpalel b'yechidut. But not to be mitpalel b'chlal, that's like a b'gida b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ech echol yo. You need to start your day. You need to structure your day for success. You wake up in the morning, modeh ani. Lo stam manan katav b'shulchan aruch, itgaber ka'ari, d'netila, b'kot ha'shachar, talitu tefillin, tefillah. Okay, you're not always going to have the best tefillah. You're not always going to be the most b'chavana. Okay, it happens. Yeah, nachon. But at least you're structured. At least now you started your day. How do you feel after a shacharit, and then you go to breakfast, and then you come to a seder? You feel like today's going to be mutzlach, because you start on the right foot. As opposed to if you missed a minyan, and you're running late, and you're running into seder v'zeh, you feel, ugh, that day. You feel like today's probably not going to be mutzlach, because you didn't start it off properly. You understand? It's important to discipline a person's self, to be mesudar, to be disciplined, to be accountable. Nobody else is going to take, you know, accountability for you. You have to take accountability for yourself. And it's not something that's acquired later in life. It has to be acquired now, when a person's in his younger years. So that's my monologue, the rant for tonight. Any kushiyot, any she'elot on anybody's mind? Anything good, juicy come up over Ben Azman and any good hashkafa? Shailas. Tagid, don't take bayesh, tagid.
How does one react whenever, let's say, like, grandma says some random sibula,
whenever someone's grandma or like family member says some random sugula and like says this like the most important thing in Judaism and has all their priority, like what do you even tell them? Like to learn Hilchot Shabbat, like they'll just.
It's a good shaila. I want to share with you a very big yesod in life that I got from my Rebbe. It's important. Not always do you have to react to everything. Sometimes we react from gaiva. You know that? You don't have to react to everything. Okay. So he said, she said, okay, so he said. So she said, big deal. Sometimes you need to, but you need to kind of balance it. Don't feel the need to respond to everything in life. Okay. It's not your responsibility to rebuff every shtut and anybody. Okay, so you want to think that way, Tiabari. You know what I'm saying? What can I tell you? It's not necessary. So there's ways to give Divrei Torah, there's ways to instill the Ikar while not having to respond head on to the shtut. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes people can handle it. If it's a Ben Torah and he says something that's complete shtuyot, so you say, Allah's a shtuyot. You know what I'm saying? But most people can't handle it. If you tell like a Balabas or Amaretz, you know, you're saying shtuyot, you're kofir, you know, like, what are you going to gain from that? Did you just make them closer? You know the truth. You're not going to convince them of the truth, at least not in that way. You got to find a way to their hearts. I used to be like that when I was a kid. I used to take people down all the time. Fire. Ish. But then I realized most of the time it's not helping. Why? But it's the emet. There's a saying in Hebrew, Al tiyeh tzodik, tiyeh chacham. You know you're tzodik, that's okay. I'm saying, but find the way to their hearts. Say Dvar Torah, say halacha, say something from Hilchot Shabbat, say, teach how important it is, you know what I'm saying? Teach them, you know, be diplomatic. Find ways to do it ba'akifin, ki la'achar ya, to teach them the ikarim of Limud Torah, of Musar, of Derech Eretz. How sgulot are the cherry on top, and not all sgulot are legit, and you know, sometimes a sgula is like a cherry on top of the cake. First you need the cake, and then you could put a cherry. Now what happens if you have a non-legit sgula? It's like putting a baked potato on top of a cake. It's not a cherry anymore. Ah, it's a baked potato, it's great. Yeah, but it doesn't belong on top of the cake. Ivanta? The chokhmah ibanibayit. Chokhmah, tishal.
What happens if during Simchat Torah are doing hakafot and the mechitzas are
I don't like where this is going.
it's really not good and they're girls your age.
Okay. What do you mean by not good? Too short or see-through?
See-through. Completely see-through.
Glass?
Not glass, but like the women are like opening the curtains.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, very big thing.
Okay.
And it's bothering you. Okay. So should you go in a room and learn instead, at least? Or should you...
Kafot Simchat Torah. Can you find another shul to go do a kafot?
So you find two other shuls and it's worse.
Bemet?
Bemet.
That's the minimum they do.
Some don't even have a mechitza.
There's no mechitza, the woman just like stand around.
Right.
Sometimes the woman come and dance with
I went one and they actually started dancing.
They don't dance, but they...
Minhag Benot Yisrael, Agaon Yalkut Yosef discusses this.
Based on Chazal.
The Minhag by Hakafot is learned out of what happened by Simchat Bet HaShoeva. By Simchat Bet HaShoeva, the ladies had Ezrat Nashim, who would dance by Simchat Bet HaShoeva, the men, and the women would stand on top and watch. And that was the Simchat Shel Kulam. Now again, not always is the Ezrat Nashim on a different, on a higher level. Sometimes it's on the same level, but there needs to be Mechitza. And if the Mechitza is, now again, if it's open and they're still staying separate and whatever, okay, it's a lot of sur. I hear. Is there a lack of tzniut? I'm assuming if they're doing that, so maybe it's not so tzanua. Well, I mean, most ladies who are coming to shul on Simchat Torah, they're not going to be tzanua, are they?
I mean, your age, and like, you know, it's very hard not to.
I hear you. I would say to skip the hakafot completely is probably no. It's purish min tzibur. Not that this, you know, the tzibur is probably not doing the best thing by having this kind of matzah. But don't be purish min tzibur. Do a quicker hakafot, dance a little bit, and then go whatever. If it's mamash matzav shel pritzut, or mamash, you know, women are getting involved with the reze, then you run for your lives. It's pashut. Okay, matashon.
I heard there's a Gemara which that says that you have to learn 5 years in order to see if learning full time is for you or not. So, and I heard
Kiddushin.
Learn Kiddushin. Also, I heard from a certain Rav if a person that knows the Emet goes to work before he has to, he's doing bidyevet and he's not really doing what he's supposed to be doing. So I wanted to hear Rebbe's take on if going straight to work before you have to.
Talking about, by the way, I want
is bidyevet or lechatchila? You go to work, even if you don't like. If you're not like starving for the money or whatever, you just want to set yourself up for the future.
It's a very loaded question. The Gemara is not talking about learning for a living, by the way. The Gemara is talking about seeing hatzlacha in your learning. Seeing hatzlacha. It's not talking about whether you should be sitting and learning. And if you got it for 5 years, then you give it. No. The Gemara says, any Talmid that doesn't see Hatzlacha in his learning within 5 years, Havana, growth, you know, things of that nature. If it, like a skin, you know, sometimes there are people like that. Lo nichnas. He's not Matzliach. So the Gemara, that doesn't mean that after five, don't learn anymore. The Gemara says, okay, go find other things to be productive in, whatever. But learning is not necessarily going to be your forte. Yesh kailu. You know what I'm saying? There's people, Am Yisrael needs many different soldiers. We're an army of many different units. Some people are the learners. Some people are the gumle chasadim. Some people are the financiers. They're the ba'ale tzedakot. Am Yisrael has many, many different factions. Everybody's got to learn. You got to be koveitim. So the person who wasn't so much there, so he'll learn things that are a little bit, you know, easier, a little bit. But it's not talking about learning for a living. Now again, if a person goes out to work earlier than he needs to, every person has his own teshbonot. Every person has his own set of circumstances. Ideally, if a person can and money's no object and his wife's on board and akol b'seder, yes, so stay in learning. What's even the shaila? But that set of circumstances is not matim to every person's mitzvah. You have to know that. And that doesn't necessarily mean that going out to work becomes a b'di'avad. It just means going out to work is the lechatchila based on the set of cards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt me. Understand? Lechatchila and b'di'avad is when we all share the same situation. When we're all in the same set of circumstances. And that's not the case. What works for me is not necessarily it's going to work for you. I'm saying, I had a schut. I personally was able to sit and learn for 10 years after I got married. You know, almost worry-free. And it was hard, very hard, and sacrifices had to be made, whatever. That's what I call worry-free. And then the worry started again, then I had to, you know, look for more effective means of parnasa. We'll put it that way. Not everybody has that. Not everybody has parents who are the most supportive. Not everybody has the in-laws who are the most supportive. Does that make you b'di'avad? No, it makes maybe your situation b'di'avad, but don't forget, who dished out the b'di'avad situation to you? Devanta? You're not the lechatchila b'di'avad. The situation is. But the situation came from somewhere. Sibat kol ha-sibot ve'ilat kol ha-ilot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalach et zeh. Understand? You have to resign yourself to that also. Tov. Laila tov, rabotai. Good to see everybody.